I'm Deanne Penn with UN News. In the lead-up to World Humanitarian Day, marked annually on the 19th of August, climate justice advocate Mitzi Janelle is clear that the climate crisis is a humanitarian crisis. While most people consider the environment a scientific problem to be fixed by the scientists, the Filipino youth activist is determined to put an empowering human aspect into the climate crisis battle involving everyday people. Her optimism surrounding the ability of youth to move the needle towards climate action is contagious. When we unite, there is so much power there, she told UN News' Liz Cafidi.
The climate crisis is a humanitarian crisis, and it's something that we don't see the links as often in mainstream media and the way we talk about the climate crisis. Although more and more it's starting to change, but we're still seeing how people talk about the climate crisis as an environmental problem, as something that's a scientific problem to be fixed by the scientists and the world leaders, but not something that people, everyday people, can be involved with because they are impacted themselves. And so it lacks that empowering human aspect, which I think needs to be talked about more.
What is it you want others around the world to do to highlight climate action?
So on World Humanitarian Day, just like any other day of the year, I will be campaigning for climate justice, really bringing attention to how the people who are most marginalized, the people who are most vulnerable, the people who are least responsible for the climate crisis, they're the ones who are most affected. And these are also the people who have the greatest stories of resistance, and these are the stories that we have to be amplifying and listening to, because if we don't listen to the voices who are most marginalized, we'll end up with climate action that leaves people behind. And that's not the climate action that we want or that we need. We want climate justice that includes everyone, development that includes everyone. But I want others around the world to do to highlight climate action. Really, at its core, climate justice is just about caring about people who are outside your immediate bubble. It's about caring about people who are the most marginalized and recognizing their agency to lead and seeing that they actually know what they need. We just need to listen to them and empower them and build their capacity to do these things.
Are you hopeful that the need for climate action is a message that is getting through?
There are days when I'm not as hopeful, but generally, I honestly just believe in the revolutionary power of the youth. It amazes me how, if you look at every single historical moment in society, the youth have been there leading the way with the most marginalized sectors of society. And when I remember that, I remember that the youth is part of every sector of society. They're in the workers, we're in the middle class, we're in the LGBT groups, we're in the racial justice groups, we're everywhere because there's a young person in all these sectors. So when we unite, then there's so much power there. And when we learn from each other and we realize how really climate justice is just about building a community that cares about each other, that's the future that we're fighting for. And when I think of it that way, when I think of how there's so many of us coming together, fighting for the same thing in different ways and learning from each other, then for me, it's impossible for us to not get that better future that we're fighting for.
It seems that every day we hear how climate change is affecting everyone. Can you speak to the impact it's having on humanitarian efforts?
We're seeing how more and more people are having to do humanitarian work because of the impacts of the climate crisis. So it's not just whenever there are extreme weather events like typhoons and droughts, but it's also the increased risk of forced migration and refugees and the human rights issues that come along with that and the social justice issues that come along with that. So I really think that climate action is more than just drastic emission cuts. It ties in with humanitarian efforts and making sure that we are able to adapt, making sure that when people are being impacted by these effects, there is a way for reparations for the loss and damages that they've experienced. And in the end, that's really a humanitarian effort.
How can the world focus on climate action in relation to humanitarian work and humanitarian aid?
There's this concept in the Philippines called bayanihan, which I have absolutely no clue how to translate. And I guess the best way to translate it is coming together as one community, coming together when there's someone in need for the public good. And I think that's what we should be looking at when we approach climate justice and climate action, the same way we approach humanitarian work and humanitarian aid. Why do we do it? because we care about people, because we're building a community, not the way that society has taught us, that community is just the people you're familiar with, the people that look like you, but really a community of everyone coming together because this is one planet that we're fighting for. And that's how I think we should be approaching this.
What can the UN do to help encourage these actions?
I think the UN has a powerful voice and has such a big platform to amplify these voices of resistance. I think something that lacks in a lot of humanitarian work is that empowering aspect. I've seen, at least currently for the Philippines, I've seen that we've been portrayed as some people who are helpless, people who need to be saved. And that's not the kind of humanitarian work that we want. The kind of humanitarian work that we need is the type that's empowering and that makes us work together rather than helping the people who are marginalized. And that's something that we need to really focus on more and really shift the narrative from being a voice for the voiceless, but rather amplifying the voices. Shifting it from fighting for people and fighting alongside people. Shifting it from giving people food to giving people ways to cook.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
I've already said it, but I would really, really like to emphasize that the climate crisis has to shift away from being this environmental issue that's so separated from people. A lot of people say that, oh, the climate crisis, it's a middle class issue. It's something that people who are starving, people who don't have a house to live, can't connect with. But the thing is, these are the people who are most vulnerable to the climate crisis. But we've kept it away from them for so long because we've talked about the climate crisis as something about the environment, about carbon dioxide emissions. We've kept the science and climate crisis so separated from the people, and that's what we need to do. We need to come back to that. We need to come back to just building community.